Sri Tanadar represents Michigan's 3rd District in the State House. He took that seat in 2021. Now, Tanadar is one of 9 candidates hoping to be the next representative in the U.S. House from the 13th District. There is no incumbent in this race. Rashida Tlaib, who currently represents the 13th, is competing in the newly drawn 12th District. Unlike the other candidates, Tanadar has been willing and able to spend his own money on his campaign. Right now, more than $3 million of it.
You know, people look at me and what they see is that I am financially successful. They look at me as someone that puts his own money in his campaign. I was not always being a millionaire. I grew up poor. I struggled. I started small businesses. I grew them. And when I sold my business because I wanted to come into public service, I took $1.5 million and distributed that money to all of my employees, not just the president or the CFO. I gave that money to the janitor, to the clerk, to the administrative assistant, to the receptionist. Everybody got money because I felt that they contributed above and beyond, and I must share my profits and the sales proceeds with them.
What makes Sri Tanadar the best fit for the 13th Congressional District?
You know, I'm already doing a job very similar. I am a state rep, so I'm representing about 90,000 people from this district. I live in this district. My state rep district is entirely in the new 13th district. And I have never missed a session. I've never missed a vote. I've never missed a committee meeting. So I have a good work ethic. I go there every day. I look at this as a job, and people are hiring me to represent them. When you hire somebody to represent you, what do you want? You want a person that will show up, which I always show up, who is accessible, and I'm very accessible to my constituents, and who would vote for their best interest and not the best interest of the donors or special interest. And I fit into all of those qualifications. I also have a lifetime of experiences. I grew up in poverty. Abject poverty, sometimes not knowing where my next meal is going to come from. I worked as a janitor to help my family, and it was education that helped me pull myself out of the poverty. I then started small businesses. I created jobs. So I come with an economic background, creating jobs. My lifetime of experiences have prepared me for this job, and my job as a state rep in Lansing has prepared me for this job.
Tell us about what you've accomplished as a state representative.
So I wrote a bill about contaminant cleanup, cleaning up on contaminant sites. We have 24,000 sites in Michigan that are contaminated, and those chemicals are leaching into our water system. And so I got funding for that and to clean up those contaminated sites, environmental cleanup. And that law was passed in the Michigan House and Michigan Senate, and the governor signed that into the law. So, but beyond that, I'm a business person, and I served on the budget committee. We call that appropriations committees. And I served on the education, school aid and education. I served on the Health and Human Services Committee, and I served on the Environmental and Great Lakes Committees. So I spend a lot of time on that. I'm very proud to say that the 2 years that I'm working in Lansing, we have passed the largest budget, Michigan budget. This year it was $76 billion without raising a penny of extra taxes. We also, both these years, we have done record education budgets, $19 billion education budgets. We've raised funding for per pupil funding. We brought equity in that across Michigan. We have put more money for teacher pay, more money for teacher retention, infrastructure, $1.2 billion for new buildings for schools. So there's a lot that I've done in the education area, which is what I campaigned on.
And what are the issues you're most focused on right now?
Well, you know, I've been knocking a lot of doors. And what I hear on the doors is a concern about women's rights, especially Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court decision. I will fight to protect a woman's right to choose, and that would be a priority. I also hear at the doors people's concern about the mass shooting and needing some sort of gun control. We need to have better gun control. But beyond that, having grown up in poverty, my district, 30% of my district is low-income families, working families that are at or below poverty level. And a nation as affluent as we are, no one should be struggling for life's necessities. You know, we need to make housing available, home ownership available. We need to ensure that every American has good health care, and nobody's afraid that a health care emergency would make them bankrupt. I am for single-payer health care, also called Medicare for All. I want to separate health care from employment, and any American, regardless of his or her employment status, regardless of his or her financial status, must be able to get access to health care, because I believe health care is a fundamental human right, and I will fight for that.